This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking about selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investment, this is the show for you. We're a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, speaker, and trainer. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions. 800-ABC-KABC, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. Welcome to the Real Estate Zone, your number one source for all things real estate. Whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance, this is the place to go. We are your number one show to talk about all those things, and we invite you to give us a call on our special show today so we could chat with you about all things real estate. If you have any questions or comments about anything we're talking about, 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC, 1-800-222-5222. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes and Keller Williams, and I want to introduce our co-host here today. First and foremost, on my right, as always, from TBG Homes in Calabasas and Keller Williams, we have Goli Vadani. Goli, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Fresh off of our spring break trips, we also have from Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world, the only mortgage company we trust at TBG Homes and Keller Williams. Movement Mortgage, we got Payman Kermani, super Payman Kermani, I should say. Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Zone, Payman.
Good morning, guys.
All right, good morning. So we are fresh off of our spring break trips. I know, Goli, you and I are both excited to talk about what we did and where we went. That'll be a lot of fun today.
Yeah, well, you and I were in completely different climates, which is going to be interesting.
We totally were, because as we were outside looking at the snow, Elena was looking at your pictures on the beach, and she's like, I think I'd rather be there.
Yeah.
I think Elena prefers the beach vacations, but we all still had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think she does too. I'll take Elena with me next time.
There you go. There you go. Good stuff. So Payman, let's talk mortgage. Let's talk about what's going on in the world of finance. I know we have a lot of people thinking about buying homes, refinancing, mortgage, all that kind of stuff. Let us know what is going on. I know there's a lot of big developments.
A lot of big developments. You know what? Mortgage rates spiked. They're up at 12%.
Yeah, I heard. I heard that mortgage rates are up above 10% for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're at 12% and people are freaking out. You know what? Applications are on the rise. Everybody's trying to get in.
There
overnight.
You go.
This happened overnight. We're suddenly in the Reagan era.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah.
More like 18%, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Definitely, definitely. No, you know what? April Fool's. So. No, mortgage rates right now, lowest they've been in the last 3 weeks. Pretty good market, really, really hot market. A lot of cash buyers out there. A lot of clients that we've been talking to putting in their offers. I can't stress enough to the listeners out there to get pre-approved, get your stuff in line. A lot of cash buyers out there. It's a hot market. It's you know, summertime's coming up and stuff's going to be going out the door.
And you know, Payman, we've talked about this before. The cool thing about working with Movement Mortgage, and I think we definitely should remind people about this, our listeners, is that, you know, you can not only compete with cash buyers, but you can actually win. I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that an offer that's backed by a Movement Mortgage pre-approval letter and a California commitment loan letter is actually better in a lot of cases than a cash offer, because the cash buyers think that they can lowball, that they can get a better price, that they can also back out and go find a different property because they are paying cash. But the Movement Mortgage buyers are really committed and are there, and we are getting our offers accepted with Movement Mortgage pre-approval letters over cash buyers. Talk to our listeners a little more about that.
Yeah, I mean, just to give you an example, there's been a lot of different you know, a lot of different clients that I have that have been pre-approved prior to making that offer, and you have a cash buyer on the other side that's trying to lowball that, you know, offer and try to get into that house, where, you know, that loan process has already been done. It's already been underwritten. It's ready to go. So they're more likely to take that offer, you know.
Exactly. And that's what we've experienced. And so, folks, if you're out there, if you're thinking about buying a home this summer or this year, and you're thinking, how do I get started? What is that first step? Payment, how do they get that process started, or maybe even just have a consultation to figure out whether what they can afford and what the best rates are and all that kind of stuff?
Definitely. Call into the show. Get my information. You know what? They can email me. Look me up on Movement Mortgage website, Payment Kermani. You know, just get in touch with us. Give us your information. No situation is not hard enough to go through. We'd like to go through all the situations. You know, you've been denied by other lenders. Call us. Give us a call. Let us know. You know what? We'll talk to you. We'll go through the information, consult, and you know, get you pre-approved.
There you go, folks. So you can give us a call at 1-800-222-5222 to get on the show live and talk to us. That's 1-800-ABC-KBC. You can talk to Payman directly. And like Payman said, you know, we've had so many situations where people have been denied by other lenders or the loan didn't go through. We've had many situations where buyers are already in escrow, loan gets denied, Payman takes it over and closes that for us in record time. So this is the place to go. If you have any questions or issues like that, again, that's 1-800-222-5222. You can also look us up on Facebook. We do broadcast live on Facebook Live. Just look me up at Danny Batsalkin or Real Estate Zone Radio, and you will find us there. So good stuff, Payman. I love it. In other news, folks, I wanted to share with you guys that today we're actually going to tell you a little bit of other news. We're going to tell you that you actually shouldn't be buying real estate right now. We're advocating a different approach on the Real Estate Zone. Instead of looking to buy real estate, we're going to tell you that we think that you should all be renting. Forget buying. We shouldn't be buying, right, Payman? Buying's
love
no
it.
Good.
Love
Interest
it.
Rates are at 12%. No one wants to do that, right, goalie? Everyone should rent.
Rent for the rest of your life, always.
There you go.
Never buy anything.
Well, the good thing about that, if you rent, is think about it. First of all, you don't really have to worry about maintenance too much.
You don't.
Right?
That's right.
Secondly, you know, you can really watch as your landlord gets super wealthy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can pay money towards nothing.
Exactly, right? So don't buy real estate, okay? If you have any real estate, you should just sell it, sit on the sidelines, and wait for the market to correct.
And rent.
And rent. All right, that's our April Fool's joke for the day. We had to do a little one. No, folks, if you're listening to the show, it's a great time to buy real estate. Look, interest rates are at an all-time low. Although on the open market, there's not a lot of inventory. We say that all the time in the last few months to a year. There's not a lot of inventory. What we've been successful at doing at TBG Homes, folks, is finding properties that are not on the market. So we have we actually just closed a transaction for a client on a property last week that was not on the market. And one of our superstar agents, we got to give him a shout out because last time I talked about this story, I didn't give him a shout out. So that would be Mark Probst of TBG Homes, and he found that property off market for his client who had been looking for a while. They closed successfully with the help of Super Payman Kermani, of course.
Yes.
Right? Closed quickly. And one of the selling points, by the way, to the seller was that Payman actually called the seller directly and shared with him how fast they're going to close it and that the client's already pre-approved and that there's no need for a loan contingency.
That's amazing because that makes the seller feel so good about the deal because we can tell them that all day long. But, you know, it's a different entity. When it's coming from you, it's a different person. You're in it. You know exactly what's going on. So that's fantastic.
Definitely. Yeah, made him feel real comfortable, you know, told him the whole situation, gave him the background on the loan and everything else. And you know what? It made the transaction a lot easier for me, the buyer, the seller, and everybody involved in that transaction.
Awesome. And I love that Mark found an off-market property, which is something that our team has become so good at doing. We're doing it all the time now. We have all of the resources to be able to do that effectively. And so if you're looking for an off-market house and you can't find something on market, give us a call. We'll do that for you.
Well, you know, the interesting thing nowadays, I think, and just to be honest with all of our listeners, is that, you know, back in the day, people needed real estate agents to find them properties. They didn't have access to information.
Right.
Right. And now with technology, you can find properties that are on the market yourself. Right? They're all online. There's no secret about that. Cat's out of the bag, okay? So you can find properties online. What you need a superstar team of agents for is when there is low inventory. Like, I mean, we're at the lowest inventory levels, I believe, that we've ever seen. Right. I remember we were looking at the statistics. February, we saw the lowest number of new homes listed, I believe, in 4 or 5 years, right? But what you need that team for, the superstar agent, the superstar mortgage broker for, is to find a property that may not be on the market to help you get your offer accepted when there are 10 or 15 other offers on the table. Some are all cash. How do you get your offer in? When you do get your offer accepted, how do you negotiate all of the best terms and pricing? That's what you need that superstar team of agents for, and that's where we come in.
Absolutely, and you couldn't be more right about, I mean, what is the statistic? But how many people are finding their homes online? 96% or something?
Yeah,
like
they
that?
Go online first. You know, they find the property, and then, you know, we help them get it.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times we find properties that are, like we said, off the market. That's what really separates us and what we do at TBG Homes, at Keller Williams, and, of course, at Movement Mortgage to make that deal happen. So, folks, great April Fool's show here today. We let you know that interest rates are up at 12% and that you should not be buying real estate. You should only be, well, I was going to say you shouldn't sell either, but you should always be selling. So we're having a lot of fun on April Fool's today on the Real Estate Zone. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Goalie's going to tell you all about our trip to Belize. And if you are looking for an amazing property outside of the U.S., Goalie's got some good stuff for you that she's going to share in just a minute. And, of course, coming up later, celebrity and luxury real estate, also with our in-house expert here, Goalie Vadani. More with Payman, more with Goalie, and more with me when we come back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Identity confirmed.
Coming up on the next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, will you not be able to take your laptop on the plane anymore because of potential terrorism?
Plus, we'll have the latest in the box office, and of course, we'll see if any more celebrities got hit over the weekend by those burglars.
Oh, God, no.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin. I'm a realtor with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty and the host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC on Saturday mornings. I've got a system called the Hassle-Free Listing. I offer flexible fees, and if you're not happy, you can fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because my average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for 99.2% or more of the list price. Now, I'm not trying to brag. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I personally sell over 19 times as many homes as the average agent. That's a house every 4 days. Find out why. For a free, no-obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime, the hassle-free listing. Don't sell your home until you call for my free information package, 800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 01421366.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, this is Peter Tilden, and I'm here with Natasha Trenov from Natron's Healthy Trinity, and they happen to research, formulate, produce the finest probiotics right here in Westlake Village. And I got to ask, Natasha, what made you go into this field?
Well, actually, it goes back in my family for many generations. We introduced natural yogurt to America, liquid acidophilus, and when I saw the miraculous transformations that people were having, I decided I had to get the science so that people could get results each and every time they took a product. And that's why for 30 years, doctors, lay people, hospitals have consistently recommended Natron probiotics. Why? Because they give results.
You know, it worked for my wife, it worked for me, and we've gone out to dinner with you guys a lot, and you notice we can eat whatever we want because of you.
Thank you very much. We don't want you to be a natural biohazard when you have occasional gas.
How dare you? If you got tummy trouble, okay, like occasional bloating, indigestion, constipation, call Natron's Healthy Trinity at 866, the number 4, N-A-T-R-E-N. That's 866-462-8736 for Natron's Healthy Trinity.
A reminder, we have a free Money Matters Retirement Seminar, 7 p.m. Thursday, Ayers Hotel, Manhattan Beach. 1 p.m. next Saturday, Courtyard, Los Angeles, Pasadena, Old Town, or April 13th, Woodland Hills. Find out if you have the best financial plan for your retirement needs so you don't run out of money through your retirement years. Learn 5 strategies to save on income taxes, how to plan for retirement cash flow, and more. If you're retired or retiring soon, don't miss it. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0302.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
Where it began.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning, Southern California. Welcome back to The Real Estate Zone, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We're your number one show for all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance. This is the place to go where we will educate you and help you make an informed decision, help you buy that home, whether it's your first home, trading up into something larger, bigger, maybe you're selling some property, or maybe you're thinking of buying an investment property. This is the place to go for all things real estate. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty here in Southern California. Welcoming back Goli Vadani, from TBG and Keller Williams, and Super Payment Kermani from Movement Mortgage. So, folks, we've had a lot of fun here this morning. Happy April Fool's. By the way, have you guys played any fun April Fool's pranks on everyone yet?
No. Usually I tell my husband that I'm pregnant. And although I stopped doing that because, you know, now I'm 40. And
he hasn't caught on. I think he wants a third kid, though. So
he does,
good.
Which is why it's funny for me and it sucks for him.
That's funny. Actually, it's funny you say that because I told Lena this morning. I was like, hey, I think we should really have a fourth kid. And she was like, you better find a different woman.
Poor Elena. I won't allow that.
So then what we did, Paven, is we called our kids into the room and we told them that they have one more week of spring break. So we told them that we have a surprise for them. We just took them on a nice trip to Mammoth. And now we signed them up for a 1 week sleepaway camp. So
there
go to your room, pack up your stuff. We're like, there's a van coming to pick you guys up in 20 minutes.
That's too funny.
They were not happy. So yeah, first they started yelling at us. And then Maxim said, April Fool's joke. And we're like, yeah, you got us.
I think your daughter's going to write you another letter.
Yeah, that's right. She probably is. Yep.
Possibly, not part yes.
What'd she say last time? Like, I'm not part of this family anymore. See what that's like. Well, good stuff, guys. Lots of fun here on the Real Estate Zone. Payman's been telling you how working with Movement Mortgage, really getting that pre-approval letter and that California commitment letter, you can beat out all cash offers. You can get your offer accepted when you work with an all-star team that includes your mortgage lender and also your real estate team at TBG Homes. So, Goli, actually, speaking of spring break, I know you went on an amazing trip, and there's some business-related, real estate-related stuff. If you're listening and you're thinking of potentially buying something out of the country, maybe as an investment or as an out of area place to go as a vacation home, tune in right now and listen in. And by the way, give us a call at 1-800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KABC, if you want to chat with us. So Goli would love to hear about your trip and the real estate related aspect of it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you all of it, real estate or not. Yeah, it was part pleasure, part business, and it was amazing. So for those of you who don't know, Belize is in Central America, and it's a little bit south of Mexico, right along the Caribbean, right? And it's this incredible place. Now, Belize is, per square mile, the lowest population density in all of Central and South America. So there's about 340,000 people who live there. So it's a small country,
yeah.
Right? But as a result of the lowest per kilometer or mile density, population density, it has this amazing ecological, like, it's just been preserved and it's in a way untouched and it's not commercial. And so you've got these incredible rainforests and jungles and all along the coast of the Caribbean, along these pristine white sand beaches. And the water was so incredibly, like, crystal clear and incredible to swim in. And all along Belize, there's about 400 islands, right? Approximately 400 islands, 80% of which are uninhabited. Now, we took a boat trip and we went along and cruised along these islands. And, like, for example, there was one island that was actually the size of this room with one tree on it.
No way.
Yeah, and it was the most incredible. So there's all these islands. I mean, it was just spectacular. So I went out there because I have a friend who's a developer and who's built a ton of units, condos and villas, on all along the coast of a part called La Plasencia,
okay,
which is about 3.5 hours by car from Belize City, About 25 minutes if you take one of those small little planes, which I did for the first time. Almost soiled myself. Not kidding.
How fun was that, though?
No, seriously. So I had my daughters with me. My husband did not come. And the whole time, just so they wouldn't be scared, I had this plastic smile, you know, isn't this fun? Aren't you guys having a great time? It feels like we're Dora the Explorer. And meanwhile, inside, I'm like dying, and I really felt like I was going to soil myself. So anyways, they didn't get scared, but we went on the little airplane. So La Plasencia is about 3.5 hours, and it's this gorgeous remote area where actually Francis Ford Coppola also has a resort.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. It's a gorgeous place. And one of my clients, who's a developer, is selling condo units, oceanfront condo units, and villas. And it's absolutely incredible because in Belize, you don't pay capital gains tax. Property taxes are really low. And this is really one of the only places probably in the world where you can buy oceanfront property for $750,000 to like $1.2
million. It's amazing.
Wow. It's only about 2 hours away from Miami. So for our East Coast clients, it would be incredible. It's a little bit more difficult for California, but if somebody wanted to retire there or if somebody wanted a summer vacation home, it's a fantastic place. So if you're interested, give us a call and we'll tell you more information. Call us at 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222. I'll take you out to Belize and show you a villa. It's amazing.
Private tour.
Yes, private tour. But I'll tell you guys a funny story. One day, sort of after like business and all of the business talks were done, we decided to go snorkeling. And my daughter, who's 9 years old, we get on a boat, and they take you out to these islands where you snorkel. Like I said, by the way, the gentleman who's a developer who's built all of these condos, he actually owns an island, too, that's about 2 miles off the coast of La Plasencia that was once owned by Ringo Starr, and he bought it from him.
Okay.
So we visited Ringo Starr's little island and his old house, and that was
very
kind of
cool.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Very cool.
So we decided to go snorkeling, and we had a captain who, you know, drove the boat, and then we had a snorkel guy. Now, every time I've gone snorkeling, which hasn't been very often, but you just sort of grab some snorkel gear and you're off the coast of something and you swim into the water and you snorkel for a little bit. It's great for kids,
right?
And it's easy and fun, whatever. And that's exactly how I thought it was going to be. Well, what happened was he drove us to an island, but we weren't really on shore. We were maybe about 1,000 feet offshore. So you could have swam to the island, but it would have been difficult. And he dropped us in the water. And, oh, on the way there, Layla, who's 9 years old, is picking up air because he's going so fast.
Oh, wow.
On the boat. And I said to the gentleman who was driving, I said, you know, should we have a life jacket on? And he goes, what's that? I'm like, okay, this trip is getting more interesting.
She's pretty light, too.
Yeah, she was actually like, and she was like, wee! So he drops us in the water with a guide, drops us in the water, and the boat is sort of just like hanging out, and I'm thinking the boat's going to dock, and we're sort of going to like circle the dock. Now, mind you, we're in the Caribbean Ocean,
right?
We're in the ocean. And sure enough, the boat starts to take off. And I'm like, where is he going? And the diver said, well, he'll be back in an hour to pick us up. An hour?
What?
An hour? What are we going to do for an hour? Oh, we're just going to cruise and go along the island. So we're in the middle of the Caribbean. I'm with the two girls,
yeah.
Right? And all I was so concerned about them being okay, because Kimia, my 12-year-old, it was the most incredible experience for her, but she was kind of veering off and not following the group.
Yeah.
So I probably didn't actually stick my head in the water for the first 20 minutes because I was so worried about them being okay and can Layla swim and, you know, where's the
sure.
boat? And, you know, there was so much going on. So the only thing he told us before we got into the water was don't get too close to the stingrays, okay? And don't touch the fire coral, you know, because they sting and you get stuck in them and they cut you up and all this stuff. Well, the guide was so he was so great, and he was, you know, he was really calm and he had everything under control. And because I wasn't looking in the water and I was so concerned with the girls, at one point he just swam over to me and he goes, ma'am, you need to get out. And I was like, well, what's going on? So I look down and I see I'm all inside the fire coral.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm all inside the fire coral. So I sort of just like swam out and, you know, but nothing happened. I was fine. Everything was good. I made it out. The girls had an incredible experience. We swam up to the island, had lunch there. This place was absolutely spectacular. It's so great because it's so not commercial. It's untouched in a lot of ways. It's absolutely beautiful and pristine. And so I would definitely recommend if there's a beach location that you're looking to visit or buy in, come to Belize.
Yeah, that's awesome, Goya. It sounds like such an amazing time that you guys had there.
Yeah, it was
incredible.
What a
great story. Wait, so for this hour, are you like treading water for a whole hour? Do you have life vests on?
There's so much salt, you float.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you float. You don't really have to exert any energy at all.
Okay, because when you were saying that, I was like, wait, that's a long time to not be able to stand up.
The beaches are, there's like no waves.
Okay.
I mean, it's all flat, so that was okay.
So you could swim over to the beach.
You could. Okay. I mean, it's a little bit of a trek, but yeah, we eventually did.
Yeah, a similar story in the Bahamas, but not as good as yours.
Yeah, recently?
No, this was a couple years ago. You know, the boat dropped us off and left and said, you're going to go ahead and snorkel for about an hour, and then just totally left.
Wow, that's crazy.
Came back.
Yeah, apparently that's a thing in the Caribbean. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't want to get off the boat, though. Didn't want to get off the boat, but the guy, you know what, he decided to push me off, so that was cool.
That's funny. So, folks, number is 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC. If you want to chat with us, if you have a question or a comment, if you want to buy some property in Belize, or maybe you just want a private tour from Goalie out there, 1-800-222-5222 is the phone number. So we're having a lot of fun today, folks, on the Real Estate Zone live here on Talk Radio 790 KBC, talking about all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, perhaps mortgage finance or refinance, where rates, as payments said, are down to the lowest in about 3 weeks to a month. This is the time to consider that and give us a call and get that process started. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Payman, with Goalie, with me, and all things real estate here on the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
And I'm Mike Catherwood. Keep going, Drew.
Be careful, Mike. Be careful.
I know. I'm sorry.
Wait. Start over. Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
I know I sound a little out of it, but I have a steel rod poking through my body.
Is that a trident in your neck? Start over.
We talked about what you're supposed to say. You didn't say what we talked about.
Okay, here we go. How many steel rods do you have in you?
No, you're supposed to go, well, yeah, but you're nothing. This guy has four.
Oh, you're nothing. This guy has four, but you're dead too, though. What difference? All right, that and more on the next Midday Live with Dr. Mike Catherwood, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-461-2525. That's 1-800-461-2525. 1-800-461-2525. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issue, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're unique. So why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands. Until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Blinds are one of those things I never thought I'd buy online, but that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing, and their professional designers will give you free online design consultation, helping you pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds. If you mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. They'll send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping. Now through April 4th, buy three blinds and get the fourth one free when you go to Blinds.com and use my promo code PAGS. That's Blinds.com. Promo code PAGS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Calling us is easy. Speaking over the phone, not so much.
I love your show.
Call this station today.
800-222-5222.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone, your number one source for all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate. By the way, I haven't talked much about that today, but investing in real estate other than the Belize investments. This is your place to go, The Real Estate Zone, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. If you have a question, if you want to chat with us, phone lines are open at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC, 1-800-222-5222. We have a lot of fun today talking about our April Fool's pranks that we've been playing on our spouses and our kids. By the way, Payment, we didn't ask you. Did you play any April Fool's pranks yet?
Not yet.
When tonight, you come back?
Tonight.
You could tell your wife.
Yeah,
pregnant.
Before. No, come on.
That seems to be the common theme here.
Yeah, definitely.
Good stuff. Well, hey, speaking of phone lines, let's go ahead and chat with one of our callers here. We got Franco calling in. Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Zone.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Franco.
Hello. Okay, I have a question. You mentioned it. You say you can buy a house and I don't have to live in it. I can rent it. Yes?
In Belize?
It's good time to rent. No, in Los Angeles. No, Bella. Belize, it's too far for me.
Oh. Yes, in Los Angeles, you can rent it. Yes.
Okay, so maybe now better time to buy, to sell, to buy, and maybe rent. You tell me.
So, Franco,
what's the market like?
Yeah, so when we said that it's better to rent something, we were joking. That was an April Fool's joke.
No, but maybe I buy a house or two and we rent it out. You can help me with something like that.
Absolutely, and that's a great thing to do right now, especially in this market. And, you know, Franco, the great thing about that is, you know, renting has gotten a lot more popular as a result of, it's sort of sad, but our student loan debts are the highest they've ever been. Additionally, our millennials...
I don't have a student loan.
No, I know.
I'm old.
Yeah, I'm talking about somebody who would potentially rent your property. Additionally, millennials are getting paid, you know, only really $40,000, $50,000 a year and can't really afford to buy quite yet. So the rental market has really increased primarily in Los Angeles County. So if you're looking to buy something and rent it out, it is absolutely a fantastic time to do it. And we are happy to help you. And that's a great question.
It's a good time. I called TBG Homes. You guys help me.
Yes, we will help you, Franco. Yes.
And the question, Goli, this joke you play on your husband every year is not so funny. She's not so funny doing that.
I think it's hilarious.
You don't know. Sometimes these guys, they get too old, they give them a heart attack, you know?
I get it. Maybe I'll stop, okay? I'll stop.
Okay, my man. Ciao. Grazie, Bella.
Great question, Franco. I love that. And, you know, a lot of people, it's actually a great question because a lot of people are not sure what to do if they are thinking of buying investment property. What is that first step? You know, how much investment property can they afford? How is all that done? And actually, let's turn to Super Payment, our in-house mortgage expert. So Payment, talk to our listeners. You know, let's say, you know, I've never bought rental property before. I've never bought an investment property. I own my own house, or maybe I'm renting. How do I do that? You know, what do I have to afford, qualify for, down payment? Let's talk about all that right now.
You know what? It's a great time. It's a great time to invest that money. You know, right now, you park that money in the banks, not a lot of money coming in. So the good thing is you can invest that money into an investment property, have a renter come in, you know, basically within that term of whatever you set up, a 15-year, a 30-year loan, a 20-year loan, that renter's paying basically your mortgage to pay off that house. So at that point, your investment, it looks into the future as far as a retirement or something like that. But it's an awesome time to invest that money into real estate as far as, you know, buying an investment property, renting it out. The rental market right now is hot. Like Goalie said, a lot of people looking to rent and stuff like that. And, you know, putting that money into a real estate position is the best thing to do.
Yeah. Payment, I have a question for you. A client recently asked me, can you get just as good of a loan for an investment property in terms of lower down payment as you can for your single family, for your primary residence?
Not as much. I mean, you're looking at a restriction sometimes with investors with a 20% down minimum as far as investment property
That's
goes.
That's still great, though, because there was a time where it was 50% down.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It was, 50, 40% down. These, the investors have opened up a couple things here and there. But, yeah, minimum 20% down on investment property. But when you look at your cash flow scenario as far as a 20% down goes, it works out usually. So with the interest rates being so low, it's a great time to get in and kind of break even on that investment property where the person that's coming in and renting that property is basically paying off your mortgage.
Right. And then when you're thinking about potentially giving a loan for an investment property, are you looking at the potential income that can come in? Are you still looking at that person's qualifications in terms of their financials or both?
They're looking at both. They're looking at qualification, plus they're looking at the gross rental income that comes in on that property, the fair market rents, depending on what, they have a couple different ways to look at that, but we do look at the rents too as well.
Awesome.
Potential rents on those properties. And, in some areas, they're really, really high.
Yes, for sure. And so, folks, if you're listening to the show, if you have never bought investment property before, great place to start is giving us a call at 1-800-222-5222. It's 800-ABC-KBC. Phone lines are open now that we've answered Franco's awesome question there. And you can chat with us and we can help you and give you a free complimentary consultation on how you can buy your first investment property or maybe subsequent properties, what the best type of property is. And by the way, Goalie, I have a cool surprise for you and for Payman because he wasn't here last time. One of our favorite people, one of my mentors in Keller Williams, Paul Morris, his book, Wealth Can't Wait, comes out April 4th, and we're going to have him back on the show. We're still waiting to confirm a date. He's super popular now.
I love Paul.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a great time. He's so fun to talk to, and I can't wait to get my hands on his book.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And the thing is, I know that last time he was here, he talked to us about kind of his rules for investing.
Right.
And I know he's going to talk to us about, one of the primary sources or wealth drivers that have, given him and made him wealthy, and then he'll talk about, and that it's in the book, is buying investment property. So I know he's going to talk about that for sure.
Cool.
When he comes back.
That's
so we're super, super excited for that. So Payman, let's, if we can just explore this a tiny bit further. So 20% down, essentially, and the bank is going to look at both the rental income, and then also the person's qualifications as well to see how they can qualify for that investment property.
Definitely. They look at both aspects of that deal as far as, the rental income on that property, plus looking at the qualification of the borrower. It's like I said, I can't stress enough, it's a great time to invest that money that's laying around into an investment property, rent it out, look into the future of either purchasing something in an area where you might want to retire later on down the road, or even just as far as investment property, placing that money into real estate is a huge opportunity for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's awesome. And we're super excited again to talk to Paul about that. And, if you're thinking about doing that, if that's something that it's been on your mind, maybe I should invest, give us a call, 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. And we're off and running. And by the way, we've had some because you mentioned millennials, we've had some millennial clients buy like a duplex, live in one unit, and then rent out the other one. How does that sort of thing work, Payman, on the financing end?
The financing is similar to a single family residence. It's a great opportunity to look at units these days. A lot of people were scared of units previously. Now it's coming to the point where people are trying to explore those units. I mean, there's 2-unit, 3-unit, 4-unit. Maximum what we can do on a residential standard is going to be a 4-unit. Anything above and beyond that is going to be considered commercial. But, a lot of different families are looking at that, looking at living in one unit and then having another unit to rent out, or even having another portion of their family live in that other unit. You can stretch your money, too. You can stretch your purchasing power that way. You can have both families qualify at the same time as far as buying 2 units or 3 units or 4 units.
That makes a lot of sense. And in terms of interest rates, Payman, are they similar to just a standard residential loan?
Similar standard to residential loan. The only thing that's different with the units are your purchasing power as far as your limits, your conforming loan limits are a little bit higher than your single family residential.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So again, folks, if you're something you're thinking about, if it's been on your mind, or maybe you're thinking, look, how do I build wealth for retirement, for all of these other things, this is a really great thing to look at, which is buying investment property. And folks, our phone lines today blowing up on April Fool's. Let's chat with Chris from Irvine. Chris, good morning. You're live on the Real Estate Zone.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. How you doing?
Good. Good. Hey, I had a question for you. Is it a big value if you're able to pay an extra payment on your mortgage, like 13 payments versus 12, or is it negligible, or does it make a big difference if you do that every year till the loan's paid off?
Well, to that, let me answer that question. That's a great question. Yeah, you know what? There's a couple different ways to do it. But yeah, it's a definite benefit. If you can pay an extra payment per year towards your mortgage balance, usually will end up lowering that term. So that 30-year term, if you had a 30-year loan, will end up, you know, becoming somewhere in the 26, 27, 28-year term. So every okay. time that you keep paying that, the principal balance of that loan goes down.
So would we do a, because we it's divided in three. We have the principal that we pay and interest and the escrow. Would I take just the principal amount out, or would I make this the whole full payment?
What I usually do is tell clients, a lot of clients do the biweekly payment. I'm really not a fan of the biweekly payment, but that works as well. My whole thing is if you can take, if your mortgage payment is a $2,500 mortgage payment per month, if you can take an extra $2,500 per year one time and pay it towards your mortgage balance, not okay. pay the interest, but pay it towards the balance, that right. basically works the same way as it would as a biweekly payment.
So the principal.
So one time a year, take the amount of the principal payment and apply it to the principal.
Yeah, okay. exactly.
Okay.
Great question, Chris. I love that. And by the way, Payman, like, you could also take a look at that with Chris and his specific
definitely.
Situation.
You can definitely check that out. Call us, you know, and we can kind of go over that with you, give you some advice, anything you need.
Fantastic. Well, Chris, thanks so much for the call. You have a wonderful weekend. Good stuff. That's a great question, actually, Payman, because I've heard that before. Like, hey, can I just send in an extra payment? Do you have to write anything on it, like apply to the principal or something like that?
Usually your servicer, when they send you the payment, has a box that says additional principal on it.
Oh,
you
okay.
can always put on there if you wanted to pay an additional principal amount, go ahead and write it on there and add it to your payment. You don't have to do a separate check. You don't have to do any of that. If it's not on there, I would definitely recommend calling the servicer and just making that extra payment.
Got it. Very cool question. Good stuff there. Phone lines are open. 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, though, celebrity and luxury real estate segment you've all been waiting for. Goalie is ready to share some hot, juicy gossip on the real estate segment for you. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790-KBC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Finally, a program designed for the home seller, not the realtor. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime. Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty and host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC on Saturday mornings. With our hassle-free listing system, you can even sell your home yourself while it's listed and pay nothing. And if you're not happy, fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because our average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for full price or more. I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I help over 19 times as many home sellers than the average agent in Southern California. For a free, no-obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. For over 11 years, we've offered the right to cancel, flexible fees, and no upfront costs. Give us a call at 1-800-358-7563. 358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
This is Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 014-21366.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. Right now, buy Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Concentrate and get a free 2-gallon sprayer worth almost $20. Roundup makes short work of unwanted weeds and grass in your yard, along your sidewalks, or under your fence. And the free sprayer makes it even easier to apply right where you need it. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, a free sprayer, and Spring Black Friday prices only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid March 30th to April 2nd while supplies last, limit one per household.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your one-stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC, your one-stop shop for all things real estate. Whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, which we just talked about, or mortgage finance, which we've talked about a lot, this is the place to go. Welcoming back Payman Kermani from Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world, the only company that has the 671 proprietary program. And of course, welcoming back Goalie Vidani from TBG Homes and Keller Williams out in Calabasas. We're serving all your Southern California needs. I am your host, Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes. So guys, we've talked a lot about buying homes today. One thing we haven't really mentioned a lot of is selling. And what I wanted to just say is that, you know, right now is it's April 1st, and this is kind of where we start our run into the summer selling season. Now, what's interesting right now is inventory, as we mentioned, is just at an all-time low. So if you've been thinking about moving, if you've been thinking about selling your home, there is not a better time to get a free instant home appraisal. Just jump on tbghomevalues.com. That's tbghomevalues.com. You get a free instant home appraisal, lets you know the value range that your home could sell for. And what I will tell you is that it's probably the most it's ever been. That's right, folks. It's crazy. The most it's ever been right now. Home values are just at an all-time high with inventory low. A lot of our properties are getting multiple offers quickly, selling for above the asking price. So if you've been thinking about moving, thinking about selling your home, now's a great time to do that. You can either jump on that website. Again, that's tbghomevalues.com. Get a free instant home appraisal, or just give us a call, 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. We'll have one of our awesome agents on our team come out, give you that free instant home appraisal. On that note, Goalie, the segment everyone's been waiting for, celebrity and luxury real estate. What is going on in that world? I know you already talked about some of that with Belize. That sounds like luxury to me, even though, you know, $750 to a million, you get a beachfront condo.
Yeah, you can get a beachfront condo. Not to mention the penthouses go for $3.5 million, but I think those are all sold out.
And you said those are all sold out.
Yeah, but it's an incredible place. One more thing I want to tell you guys about Belize, and this is not an April Fool's joke. Belize is the only country to have ever asked Great Britain to colonize them.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
And it really actually helped their economy a lot. But then they were free. And at the time, they were called British Honduras.
Okay.
And then they got their freedom, or I think they're in the early 1980s.
So they asked them to colonize them, and then they said, all right, get out.
Now we're good.
We're good. Thanks.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, not an April Fool's joke. That actually happened.
That's great.
Yeah, so speaking of beachfront property, Jackie Onassis's childhood summer home hit the market in the Hamptons.
Wow.
Yeah, so this 100-year-old house in East Hampton, New York, where Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis spent her childhood summers, has hit the market. So you can buy the entire thing, which is 11 acres, for $50 million.
Wow.
or simply buy a piece of it, which is the house and 7 acres, for $40 million. And if you wanted to buy it separate, the 4 adjacent acres, which include a tennis court, are sold separately for $15 million, and you could build your own place on it. Yeah. Oh, wow. Pretty
so
incredible,
cool.
Right?
Yeah, very cool. And that's in the Hamptons, you said?
That's in the Hamptons, yes.
All right. 20% down payment?
Yeah,
3.5% interest?
We got it. Give us a call. That's an April Fool's joke.
There you go. Good stuff.
Jackie Onassis's grandfather purchased this property a long time ago, and then he eventually sold it to fashion designer Reed Krakoff.
Who's that?
And he's a fashion designer, and he actually bought the estate in 2007 for $25 million, and that's who owns it now and who's recently.
Also a nice profit.
Very nice profit.
We have to start buying celebrity homes and just flipping them. This seems like the game.
It depends on the celebrity, because our next celebrity, Nick Carter, did not have the same luck.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's because no one knows who that is.
Yeah. From the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, the Backstreet Boys. Yeah, the Backstreet Boys are back.
They are again. Back, and apparently they have a show scheduled in Las Vegas.
Do they really?
Yeah, don't ask me why I know that.
Yeah, how do you know that? Well, because you have a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old.
I don't think they're into the Backstreet Boys. They love Justin Bieber. Backstreet Boys is like my generation.
Justin Bieber's like today's version of the Backstreet Boys.
He is, essentially. So
every, like, 10 years, one of those little groups comes around.
I know. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys bought a 5-bedroom house in our own backyard, Hidden Hills.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, and he bought it in 2013 for $3.65 million and just put it on the market for $4 million. So, and he's done a ton of work to it. So he's really not going to be making a lot of money off of that property.
No, I mean, if that's, someone else that's more famous, that's like double the price.
Right, but I always wonder, why a young celebrity like Nick Carter would want to live. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hidden Hills is incredible and it's so beautiful, but it's so suburban, right? And it really seems like it's a place that that appeals more to families and children. But more and more we're seeing young celebrities without families coming to that area, just like Justin Bieber did.
Yeah, and I love those areas too. But yeah, I mean, if you're single, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
It doesn't, but it's such an amazing area. But then they always sell. I think they live there for a couple of years and they're like, what am I doing here? I want to be in Hollywood, and they sell.
Yeah, like way too many kids running around.
Right, no exactly.
I think they want the privacy.
There you go. That could be that.
Right, right. Exactly.
Heyman's got the pulse of the young celebrity market.
They want the privacy, and then they get rid of it, and they're like, all right, I'm good. Let me go back
to where it's fun.
So, and then in other celebrity real estate news, Robin Williams, who was one of my favorite actors, and I was so sad when what happened to him happened, but the home where he shot Mrs. Doubtfire in San Francisco, that's currently on the market for $4.5 million.
I saw that. That's really cool. That was a great movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie. So that house is on the market, and it's a 3,300-square-foot house, and it looks gorgeous.
And what's the price on that one again, goalie?
$4.45 million.
Yeah, you know, the market in that area, like in San Francisco, like we think L.A. is expensive sometimes, and I have a lot of my colleagues that I talk to, agents in San Francisco, and it is wild.
Oh, price per square foot, it's ridiculous. And especially, and San Francisco, although it's really small, has these different pockets. Well, this particular house is in Pacific Heights, which is the most expensive part of San Francisco. And that's actually where Robin Williams himself lived.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Pacific Heights.
Very interesting. Yeah, so folks, L.A. prices seem like a bargain compared to some of these other areas.
They really
sure.
do, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Well, lots of celebrity stuff going on. But on that note, goalie, I actually had a question for you on that, because we've talked about this before, but it seems like, you know, some people think there's a premium on buying celebrity homes. Not always the case. What are you seeing these days in that market and even in the luxury market in general?
No, not at all. I think that what celebrities try to do is there's always the intention that they're going to add a premium onto the list price because they feel like they're a celebrity and, you know, somebody wants to buy their house and will pay a premium for it. However, what's happening now is, like, for example, Kendall Jenner's house, she grossly overpriced it in Calabasas. It's been sitting on the market for more than 7 months. She hasn't been able to sell it, and so that's not working. Additionally, J-Lo's house.
Yes,
J-Lo originally put her house on the market for almost $20 million, and it finally sold for $10 million. That's a 17,000-square-foot home that should have sold for about $13, $14 million. So whoever bought that house definitely didn't pay a premium. If anything, they got a great deal.
Well, and we've talked about the dangers of overpricing your house, whether it's $20 million or $1 million or $500,000.
Right.
You know, anytime you overprice, what happens is the, you know, the market doesn't respond. Then you have to start chasing that market down and you end up selling it for less. It is a little counterintuitive in real estate. You know, if you actually price it more aggressively, especially in a low inventory market like we're in right now, you a lot of times will get above that asking price.
Right.
Which is really a great strategy. And once again, one of the reasons why you need that team of all stars to help you in your real estate transaction, which include, folks, let's sum it all up here. Tell everyone how great of a show we've had here. We got, you know, Goalie Vidani and our team at TBG Homes. I'm Danny Batsalkin here covering all of Southern California for you for everything you need in real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or you need mortgage finance. We have you covered in all of those different areas. So for Payman Kermani, Payman, great show. Thanks for letting everyone know about those high interest rates.
Thank you, guys.
On April Fools.
Thank you.
Just kidding, guys. Super low interest rates. This is the time to take a look at that. Whether you're thinking of refinancing, we haven't talked much about that, but we'll get into that maybe next week. And also mortgage finance on that primary loan. Also investment property. Great time to take a look at that. So
yeah, definitely.
For Payman Kermani at Movement Mortgage, for Goalie Vidani at TBG Homes and Keller Williams, I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams. It's been a great show. As